How good was it to hear the coach breaking it down? It's going to even get better for us here. David Harrison, Commanders Game Day on their side, will join us. Bottom of the hour. And Ken Harvey, a madman, a guy who could attack the quarterback. Great broadcaster, family man, but he was a ferocious rusher off the edge, linebacker. He could do it all. He will share his thoughts with us at high noon. Spread the word. Denton Day is a man of unusual talents. When you saw that Josh Allen was voted most overrated quarterback by 100-plus NFL players, what was your instant reaction?
So I had a couple. I saw this on Twitter. ESPN asked 103 NFL players who the most overrated quarterback in the league was. My first reaction is, why would you ask 103? It feels like a weird number.
Me too.
That was good. Get to 125. You couldn't get, you know, 22 other people in there.
Right.
But I do find it really odd that Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts were number one and number two. I guess Tua Tagovailoa was tied for number two with Jalen Hurts. I don't know how NFL players would find Josh Allen overrated. It feels like they would properly rate him amongst the top three quarterbacks in this league. If you were to give me a guess, Doc, on who number one on this list would have been, Josh Allen would not have been my pick. Now, some of my picks would be on this actual list. It goes as follows. It was Josh Allen 1, Jalen Hurts and Tua 2, Justin Herbert at 3, although if you're going by golf scores, he would be 4, but whatever. Trevor Lawrence at 4, Deshaun Watson at 5, Kyler Murray 6, and then Brock Purdy tied for 6 with Kyler Murray. I would have put other guys on this list way ahead of Josh Allen. Way ahead. I think Josh Allen's properly rated. So I'm stunned that other people in the NFL, likely people that have played against Josh Allen and lost to Josh Allen, think that he is the most overrated guy in the league.
It ends up being negative when someone says overrated. I mean, he's an exciting player. The dude's a baller. If I were a fan of the Bills or had ownership stake, I would beg him not to jump as much while he's running. But he has thrown some icicles. The dude has been dynamic. He's had a couple that have been dropped on him that would have put him in a better position. Everybody kind of has that. He's been in Arrowhead. I have a hard time considering a guy overrated who has come up and challenged the GOAT the way he's come up and really challenged people, in a way that he's done. Whereas if we go to L.A. and the Chargers, that's the guy that I put that hat on first. And he had the worst coach, one of the worst ever, that kind of hindered his progress. So I don't necessarily know if Josh would have been the one guy I tagged that with.
No, I would have put Deshaun Watson up there. I would have put Deshaun Watson, you know, or I would have put Tua.
And man, and this is where it becomes, this is where I love our format so much. Because Deshaun clearly, he's easy to dislike.
Incredibly easy to dislike.
Easy, but he makes it very easy. The injury coming in, I'm happy that Tua is healthy. Because before, Tua wasn't even able to stand upright. Stand up, straight. Tua can play. I'm not mad at Tua. Tua can play. But I judge my quarterback by big game victories, road wins. What makes the GOAT so vicious, both of them, Brady and and 15 is that they come to your place and slit your throat.
Well, we saw that for the first time this year with Mahomes. We'd never seen him play on the road before in the playoffs.
Well, but I'm just saying, he did it. Burrow. Well, I love Joe Burrow. Come to your place. Take the food off your plate in your house. That, to me, defines a guy if he's a bad behind or not. And that's why, as much as I love the young man in Baltimore, you got unfinished business.
But that's why I would have thought Tua would be number one on this list. Because you mentioned he can play. I think Tua can play.
Oh, Tua can play.
But it's very clear he can play a lot better in warm weather than he can in the cold. Yeah, and they can't win playoff games.
He's got a hurdle to go over. Yeah. Josh would not have... would not have been that to me. You're right. There are other people that would have been. It really, that hurts. That's a bit of a hurt for a guy as competitive as he is. I sense a little jealousy when it comes to that. To me. Because there were just other people that we could have debated over. Had a great comp sports talk debate.
Well, who would you would have put at number one here? I mean, if ESPN comes to you and says, Doc, who's the most overrated quarterback in the league, who are you saying?
Yeah, well, I'm either in LA with the Chargers or Miami. Yeah, I wouldn't be with Josh Allen, I can say. And of course, Cleveland goes without staying. But I mean, the guy was hurt. So how many games did he play? Yeah, he got paid. He's easy to dislike for being a scoundrel.
Well, he's only played really one good game in Cleveland. Now, it came at a terrible time for those of us in this fan base.
Yeah.
Because it was against this team when Ron started Carson Wentz. But outside of that, he really hasn't been all that impressive in Cleveland.
True. But he put down some tape in Texas. I mean, Houston, rather. Well, yes, in Texas.
Well, yeah, but at this point, that was 5 years ago.
Yeah, but some people have never done it. Better have been good once than never. Never. So, yeah, but I'm with you. It's a great, great question. I know the Bills Nation will be irate over it. I just didn't think he was the guy. And if any poll's worth their weight are good ones that generate debate. This generates debate to me. Most overrated. Just like but again, whoever produces this, they're the winners. Like when you put Tyreek Hill as the number one player, wasn't that another one of these things that was voted upon? And he was number one? Really? Really? I know you didn't go thumbs up on that one.
Well, that you're talking about the NFL Network top 100 voted on by the players. Yeah. That wasn't as egregious to me as Lamar being ahead of Patrick Mahomes. That was the most egregious thing on there.
Yeah, that was funny. But see, I just laughed. Yeah, I just laughed. But isn't that what kickstarts these? I always go, well, who produced it? Was it for? If it's right, does it get retweeted or is it mentioned? All of this is to play us in the industry. Who's the real winner? The guy who says the most ridiculous thing that gets repeated. So you get played. Tyreek Hill over Patrick Mahomes? Really? Okay. All right. I'll buy that. Anyway, I thought it was interesting. When you hit me with that this morning at 6 a.m. in our pre-production meeting, I hadn't even heard about that. I was like, really?